Kesses ha-sayfer, simen beis, sif tes. Klafim shalanu, our klaf, she'en cholkim, oisam, which are not split. We said previously that the iris are split. So our iris are not split. Yesh lahem din, klaf. They have a din of klaf, v'koisvim aleim b'tzad ha-boser. And you write on the inside. Now l'chayra b'hashkofi rishayna, if we don't split our klaf, so l'chayra it's gvil. So what's going on over here? So the Kesses explains, right, why it's not gvil and why it's not duchsustus. Ki masha megarden kliposa ha'elyoina, lamaisa, we scrape the outside. So if you scrape the outside, so you should think that it becomes now duchsustus, because we said the outside is the klaf, and the inside is duchsustus. So he explains that no. What we scrape from the outside, shebemokam asayris, ene elo kedei masha tzrichin l'takna yu l'achlikai, that's just a little bit to make it smooth. And even if we would split the iris in half taka, you'd have to take off that little film on the outside. So memela, since umitzad habosar garden harbe, we scrape most of the inside away, actually nishar ela haklaf. So therefore, that's why what we have is klaf. Because as we mentioned, the inside is duchsustus and the outside is klaf. So since we scrape away the entire inside, what's left is klaf. Ah, you scrape a little bit from the outside. He says, yeah, but that's just a drap. The klaf ze mufchar, and this is taka the klaf that we use, and it's the most muhudr passable. Gam migvil, it's even more muhudr than gvil. The koisim alav lichatchila sefer Torah, and that is taka what we read our sefer Torah on, lichatchila. The ein koisim bizmanenu ala gvil, we do not write on gvil, because our klaf is even better than that. The kosher gamel mezuzah, and it's fine even for mezuzah. Amnam, however, tzrichim lizoher, you have to be careful, ligreid heitev mitzad habos, you have to be careful to taka, get rid of everything on the inside, shelo yishar sham shum klipa daka, b'makom aksiva, that the film on the inside should be entirely gone. The film on the outside, theoretically, could be left, but the film on the inside should not be left at all. Why not? The klipa zu hi duchsustus, because the klipa on the inside is duchsustus. V'mkosav olav afilu rak ois achas, bein b'sefer Torah, bein b'tfilin, bein mezuzah, pasul. We don't write on duchsustus. So memela, you have to make sure to get rid of the entire inside. So how do you know if you got rid of the entire inside? V'asimin hu, the simin is, mashe yochel likloif ulehafrish b'machat, afilu klipa kechut hasayra, if you're able to stick a pin and peel off a layer of film from the inside, so that is duchsustus. So if you can't, then you know that you were matzliach in getting rid of all the duchsustus. Now, says the Lishka in Sifkot Yud Gimel, there's a major question over here. We said a second ago, the klipa zui duchsustus, bim kosev alav afilu leis achas, bein b'sefer Torah, bein b'tfilin, bein b'mezuzah apostle. Now the question is, why should it be possible by mezuzah? We know that mezuzah lechatchila is written on duchsustus. That's what the Gemara says. So why would it be possible even for mezuzah? That's the question that he's addressing. B'machzah shekel, simin lamed beis, if kot niyut, kosa, v'zeh l'shoina, it says the following, in the machzah shekel, v'tzarech lehashkiach shelo yishor al ho'or, koidem sheyichtoiv olav, krum min chalok shel tzad habasar, shehu duchsustus. V'loy mibayi b'tfilin sh'asa lichtav al duchsustus, el afilu b'mezuzah sh'mitzvah lichtav al duchsustus. K'mavur, b'yardei simin reish pei hei, afilu hachi, tzarech shelo yishar al ha'or krum dak. So, right, so that's what he's saying. Even by mezuzah, you have to make sure that that film on the inside is gone. Now the question is, why? The answer is, the habid duchsustus tzarech lichtav b'tzad ha'seyar. Ah, because when the Chazal say that mezuzah is meant to be written on duchsustus, that's very true. But where? On the outside, not on the inside. Over here, you're going to be writing on the inside in the makom of the duchsustus. V'im koisev al oisei krum, harei koisev al duchsustus b'tzad habosar. Ad kan l'shoinai. So that's possible. We don't write on duchsustus b'tzad habosar. We only write on duchsustus b'tzad ha-seyar. So over here, where you're writing on klaf purportedly, and the inside has this little film, so that film is duchsustus. You're writing on duchsustus b'tzad habosar. That we don't do. Kesses points out a technical point. Hinei mashu kari l'krum zeh ha-dovuk b'shem duchsustus enei meduyik. It's not really the sustus any meduy kolkach the hakol shloi nifrad shem the hakol shloi nifrad shem gvil alav, because as long as it's still attached, so really it's gvil now. It's not duchsustus. But the point, valkalponim adindin emes, but the point is correct that when we write on duchsustus, we write on the outside. And since we're writing here on the inside, that krum has to be taken off. I saw, says the Lishka in Reb Shlomo Kluger's Tshuvas Stam, Hilchas Mezuzah Tshuva Beish, Akasav Lahatir. He disagrees, and he says that when you have the entire Ur and you write on the inside, while that film, that duchsustus, is still there, it's going to be kosher. Why? V'hevi raya miloshen ha-rosh. He has a raya from the Rosh. V'hevi ha-bisyeisav v'simin reish peches, shekosav v'zeh l'shoinai. This is the loshen of the Beis Yosef quoting the Rosh. V'reisi poi shenagu l'kosva ha-mezuzah ha-gvil. The minig is that they write a mezuzah on gvil, not on cloth, but on gvil. V'yira shehi ksheira b'gvil, ki hechi d'ksheira b'klaf. And I believe that it's kosher to write a mezuzah on gvil, just like it's kosher to write a mezuzah on klaf. Why? The betfilin dafka posel gvil. The psul of gvil is only by tefillin, but not by mezuzah. So memela, writing the mezuzah on gvil is no problem. The ha'af beklaf imshina v'kosav b'mokam seyer posel. Because by klaf, if you write on the outside, it's going to be posel. Aval b'mezuzah d'ksheira d'chsustus, but mezuzah, which you're allowed to write on d'chsustus b'mokam seyer, v'aklaf b'mokam basar, so over there, imkein l'shayach b'ashinui, you can write a mezuzah on d'chsustus b'mokam seyer, or on klaf b'mokam basar. Imkein, if that's the case, l'shayach b'ashinui, so there's no problem, u'ksheira gama gvil b'mokam seyer, so when you're writing on gvil, you can always write on gvil b'mokam seyer, just like mezuzah lechatchila, we write on duchsustus b'makom seyer. So memela, there's no problem writing on gvil b'makom seyer either. Ad kan lashon harosh. Because of anal, Reb Shlomo Kluger says v'zeh l'shoinai imkein kevan demuchach lehedya de'agvil b'makom seyer kosher. Since it's clear that gvil b'makom seyer is no problem after b'sefer Torah utfilin. Possel, even though by Sefer Torah and Tefillin, where you write on klaf b'makom seyer, it's going to be possel. Al klaf b'makom seyer, it's going to be possel. But over here where you wrote the mezuzah on duchsustus b'makom basar, kosher. Why? Kevan de kosher al duchsustus b'makom seyer, since you can write on duchsustus b'makom seyer, imkein achinami lehepach, so you can write on duchsustus. B'makom basar kosher kevan d'ksheira ala klaf b'makom basar. Since you can write on klaf b'makom basar, so you can write on d'sustus b'makom basar also. U'befrat the cause of lehedya the mezuzah lo shayach shinoi, and it says lehedya that by mezuzah doesn't make a difference if you switched it. Mashma the kosher b'kol inyan, so it's mashma that no matter what, it's going to be kosher. And Meila Reb Shlomo Kluger is meikel that you could write a mezuzah even on d'sustus b'makom. Basar. With all due respect, says the Lishka, Hine Miloshin Arash Vade Ain Shum Haichacha Lahakshir. From the Rush, there's no proof at all to be make a Lichtai Valduchsustus B'makim Basar. There's no Heta, there's no Raya from the Rush. The Reb Shlomo Kluger wants to bring a Raya from the Rush that you could do whatever you want. Say, he says nothing doing. You can't write on Duchsustus, nor can you write on Gvil B'makim Basar. There's no such thing. Why not? The Haloi Kosav, because all the Rosh is saying, Ela demide chasinan de kaisman mezuzah al minche kaisman al b'makom seyer. All the Rosh means to say is that since we see that you write mezuzah on a minche kaisman al b'makom seyer, the hainu al duchsustus, duchsustus, where do you write b'makom seyer? So memela hu adin de kaisman ois al gvil, shu gamkein minche kaisman al b'makom seyer. The same way that duchsustus we write b'makom seyer, and that's kosher for mezuzah. So the Rosh just means to say that anything where you write B'makom Seyer, where that's the way it's meant to be, is kosher. So Gvil, the way it's meant to be, is B'makom Seyer. So that would be kosher. Aval ahatir lichtav B'makom she'enay makom k'siva klal, zois le'shamanu. But to be matir, to write in a place that's not a makom k'siva b'chlal, for Gvil or duchsustus, so that's not going to be kosher at all. The Adrab, so the inside, we don't write on Gvil on the inside, and we don't write on Dosustas on the inside. The Adrab, Midadayik, the Kosav, the Ksheria, Gamma, Gvil, Bemakim Seir, Mashma Dafka, Bemakim Seir, Shahu, Mokim Ksivil, a Sefer Torah. Where do you write a Sefer Torah when you're writing on Gvil? On the outside. Veloy, Bemakim Bosser, you don't write on the inside. Why not? Mishum de Begvil, Mokim Ha Bosser, Loy, Havi, Mokim Ksiva Klau. Umino, Adin le Dosustas Bemakim Bosser. So Mel is the same thing by Dosustas Bemakim Bosser. She'ene, Mokim Ksiva. On Dosustas, we don't write on the inside either, only on the outside. Mela, he says, Reb Shlomo Kluger's Taina is not a Taina. Now, he acknowledges, Achatur b'simin reish ayin alef, kosev degam adosustas b'mokim basar, v'aklaf b'mokim seir kosher. Oh, so l'chayar in the Torah, it's mefurish, like Reb Shlomo Kluger. Nevertheless, avul b'beis Yosef sham hisigalav, but the b'beis Yosef doesn't agree with this Torah. Pasak b'shulchan aruch de loikav asay, and in shulchan aruch the Mechaber Paskin's not like this tour. So what? How could Reb Shlomo Kluger Paskin like the tour? V'arama, and the Rama, afshe hevi sham de'azois b'loshen yesh mekilim, and the Rama, even though he brings this yesh mekilim, avol pshita de'en ta'ite lifsa kachi, that the Rama is not Paskining like this shita of the tour. Ayin behanhogas ha'iro'i shel achat simen reish men beis. If you look in Yerideya, after simen reish men beis, so there's a shach, a long shach over there that gives the rules of psak, and he says that by estam v'yesh mekilim, so they mean to paskin like the stam. So that's what the Lishka is saying over here, that even though the Ramah brings the yesh mekilim, nevertheless, he doesn't mean to paskin like that yesh mekilim. The Meiler of Shlomo Kluger can't paskin like this yesh mekilim. Aye, but we have another tzad for Reb Shlomo Kluger because Tosfos brings this taina. Emes shegam b'Tosfos menachos. Daf lamed beis amid aleph de ve'amaskel idi ve'idi kosvu sa'ar azois betiritz harishayin. Ah, so now we don't have just a tour, we also have a tour and a Tosfos. He says, no. Avalare kosvu sham oy teretz, but Tosfos brings another teretz acher. Uve mesech de Shabbos kosvu oy teretz acher. Yeah, and the Gaon points this out also, that there's another teretz in Tosfos, and there's another teretz in Mesech de Shabbos. Upshita, and therefore it's Pashat Deloyshev Kinon Rev Gedeli Apoiskim HaMachmirim V'nezel Basar Miyuta De Mekilim. We're not going to paskin like just the Torah and one teretz in Tosfos when Rev Paiskim don't hold that way. Therefore, V'divrei HaMasa Shekel Tovin De Tekilin, we paskin like the Masa Shekel, that it's going to be possible. It's worth noting that the Mishneh Berurah and the Mikdash Ma'at are both makel on this bidyeved. It's passable because there's a diuk in the lashon of the Ramah. The Ramah, when he brings Yesh Mekilim over there, he says Mihu Yesh Mekilim. It's passable that when the Ramah says Mihu Yesh Mekilim, that's a shtaker, a tzad, than just Stamazah Yesh Mekilim. Either which way, to summarize, if you write on the inside when the klipa is still there, so the Lishka is paskining that it's possible even b'di'evid, and the Mishneh Berurah and the Mikdash Ma'at, they paskin that b'di'evid one could be mekel, even though l'chatchila one would have to be machmir. Halacha yud, imshina v'kosav al klaf zeb b'makam asayris, when you're writing on klaf, if you wrote on the outside, filin sefer Torah mezuzah, psulim. It's going to be possible. Ayin biur hagoin rebelio vilner. That's known as the biur hagro. Halacha yud aleph. What if you wrote part of the Sefer Torah on Gvil and part of it on Klaf? Because it's like two Svarim. What does that mean? So that means that you wrote it's a Chsure Mechsura here in the Keses. What he means to say is, if you wrote half of it on Gvil and half of it on Gvil Shel Tzvoim, now what's Gvil Shel Tzvoim? Pirish or Tzvi. The or of a tzvi, or shel shar chaya, afal pisha ene mitzvah mufchor kosher. So as long as you're writing on gvil, so even if half of it is gvil from a behema, and half of it is gvil from a chaya, so then that's going to be kosher, even though it's not min ha mufchor. As far as the various reasons for this, see the Mikdash Ma'at, in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, Sivkot and Lamed Aleph, the Nafkamina, between this reason that the Keses brought and other reasons, Mishum Shnei Svarim. Sifkotin Yudalid in the Lushkas HaSoifer. Yesh Misha Machshir. Zuhi Das Marie Mintz. There are those I'm sorry, it's in the next halacha. I'm sorry, Yud Beis. Mashenagu k'tzas seifrim, sha'achar ibud haklaf besid moishkin oisei b'tzeva lovon shekoyin lag. This minig that they have, that they shmir on the klaf, this white stuff, which is called lag, this is what we know as klaf mashuach, val yedei zeh hu chaluk ubohir b'levnusay, and that makes the klaf very clear and white, ma'oid, yesh mi shemachshir v'yesh mi shepoisel. There are those that are makel on klaf mashuach, and there are those that pasel klaf mashuach. Why are the poislim, why do they pasel it? Mishum dechayetz ben haksav leklaf, because it's a chatzitza between the ksiva and the klaf. So if you shmir something on the klaf, it's chaitzitz between the ksav and the klaf. So we have machloikas achrayim, says the keses, halacha lemaisa, v'nochein lahachmir. It's proper to be machmir. So he mentioned yesh misha machshir. So that's sifkot in yudalid. So who's machshir? Zui das mari mince b'tshuva. This is the mari mince in a tshuva. V'rayosa mi dioy al gabay dioy. Dioy, because just like we make al halacha by dioy al gabay dioy, so memela over here, we should be makel also by klaf mashuach. Aval b'sefer b'nei yoyna herich lifsol, but the b'nei yoyna has an arichas where he passels, mishum dehavi chatzitza, because it's a chatzitza. So memela, you cannot be makel. You need to write on klaf. And over here, you're not writing on klaf. You're writing on this white shmir. Gam, another reason why the b'nei yoyna is poisol, m'nei she'enoi miskayim zman meruba, practical reason. It doesn't last. V'sefer she'atzeva misparid me al haklaf, the tzeva comes off of the klaf, kishetis yashen, when it gets old, v'imkein goyer mechikas Hashem. So it's goyer mechikas Hashem, so you can't have such a situation, and the mele, the b'nei yoyna, is machmir. U'mashahevi mari mins m'raya midyoy al gabay dyoy. Why? What do you do with the mari mins is raya from dyoy al gabay dyoy? Docha his doicha that raya, mishum dehavei minoy. By dyoy al gabay dyoy, it's minoy. The dyoy and the dyoy is the same thing. Min b'minoi lechayetz. But over here, it's not min b'minoi. You're writing on top of a white shmir. So there's no min b'minoi over here. And it's the white shmir is not the same min as the klaf either. So you have three minim. You have the klaf, you have the dyoy, and you have the white shmir. So there's no min b'minoi. Mimele, there's no dimyan to ksav el gabi ksav. V'hinei matzasi v'tshuvas meram ash. Meram Ash, is your mayor, Eisenstadt, was the Ponim Meiris. So he found in the Tshuvas of the Ponim Meiris, Chela Gimel Simen Lamed Beis, Kosav Gamkein Lahachshir, he also is Mekel. V'hevi Raya Lahatir, he brings a Raya to be Mekel, Mishum Dehave L'Noison, V'kol L'Noison Eina Choytzitz, and anything that's for Noi is not Choytzitz, K'da Omer Rabba Gabi Lulav Sukkah Lamed Zayin. In the case of the Gemara over there, is talking about the fact that you have to hold the Arba Minim yourselves, right? Yourself. So we say that in terms of Chatzitza, Kolina Oisai, Einai Chaitzis. That's a Klal and Shas. So Mamela over here, Zokta Maram Ash, Zokta Panamira, since the white shmir is there to make the klaf look nice, so Mamela, anything that's Fenoi is not Chaitzitz. V'amnam Lefiani Es Daiti, Tiyesh L'chala Gamkein, V'ein Kan Mokim L'harich. However, says the Lishka, that he thinks that this is not the same. It's different over here. V'ayin b'tshuvas givas pinchas simen nun vav. Now, in the givas pinchas, he's also meikol. V'harayah shemevi mimashenechta v'atoria b'gilgol. D'ksiv uksavtem al ha'avonim. It says over there that the Gemara in Saita Lamed Heyamad Bey says that there was, the Torah says that there's a mitzvah to write the Torah on the avonim. So the Gemara in Saita says that there was soduhu besid. They shmeared sid on top of the avonim. So you see that they were able to write the Torah on top of a shmir. That's the raya of the Givas Pinchas, which was written by the Haflah. Vafilu hachi ledivrei Reb Shimon nechtava al gabe hasid. It's written on the sid in the Gemara over there. Hinei b'sefer b'nei yoyna dochazais. B'nei yoyna is doicha this raya. D'yesh loimra d'lididei mitzvosoi bekach. Over there, when Klal Yisrael had the mitzvah to write on the Avonim, so that was the mitzvah. It has nothing to do with our Sifrei Torah. You can't bring a raya from the tzivui to write on the Torah on the Avonim to our tzivui to write on klaf. Ubevadai roi ayin sham. That's what the B'nai Yoyna, that's how he knocks off that taina. Ubevadai Roy lahachmir b'zeh. Meila avada, one should lechatchila be machmir and not use such klaf. Ach im hatseva hudak kol kach shehadiyoy mismatzei b'toich haklaf, gam b'seifi b'nayoyin akos of the efshel lahachshir. If the shmir, the layer, is so thin that the diyoy makes it to the klaf, then one can be makel. B'shari tshuva simen lamaveis of kotin yud aleph l'achar shehevi divrei aponim iris kos of hazeh l'shoinoi v'nireh shelechatchila yesh lehavir aponav b'chosek yad matlis lovon. L'chatchila you should take a shmata u'lekancha yehetev and wipe down this white shmir. Va'oz ma she'enei medubuk b'haklaf me'hatzeva devek toiv yusar mimenu al yedei hakinuach. The Bnei Yoina brought up the taina before that it's going to become detached from the klaf, and the mail of the letters will fall off. So says the Chari Shuva, before you write, take care of this problem and wipe it down with the shmata. Al yedei hakinuach hazeh, the pieces that will eventually fall off will already fall off now. And whatever is going to stay attached, so that's already considered to be part of the klaf, and it's not considered a chatzitza. And you would be able to write on that. Nevertheless, but even so, says the Shari Tshuva, that's only if it's a thin layer. But if it's thick, nothing doing. By the way, on the bottom over here, the Chassam Sofer, when he discusses this taina of the Maram Ash, that you could be makel because kolon oisei ene chaitzitz, so the Chassam Sofer points out that that the kavana is not mamish, that chatzitza should be poisel. He's just using a lotion of chatzitza. Kitzer ayin in the Chassam Sofer over there, we don't have time to go into it now, but he just says that Lamaisa, he doesn't want to be Mekel, and he does not paskin like the Maram Ash. Birki Yosef Yeredeya, Simen Reisha in Aleph, Ois Hei, Hevi Mashakosav Aginas Vrodim. The Birki Yosef brings the Ginas Vrodim, who says, the Klaf Shehevir Olav, Mei Karchaim, Klaf that you put Mei Karchaim on. Mei Karchaim, Karchaim is a flower or a plant, and when you soak it in water, so it creates a color. So the klaf is not going to be white. So pasul, that's going to be pasul, the Ginas Vrodim brings. Why? The haklaf tzarech shiyeh lavan, because the klaf has to be white. V'huz al pikpik boy, and the Birkei Yosef disagrees with this Ginas Vrodim. Avaloy docha legamri, but he doesn't entirely knock out the Ginas Vrodim. Ayin Sham. Shehevi divrei ha-toisis, because over there he brings toisis and hedrin daf chafalafam and beis divrei ha-maskel ksav libuna. That over there, toisis says, in the first pshat, that the white is the ice. Ulechura divrei ha-toisis b'lav ha-chi tzarechi and ksatz toisis very shver. The havi leila hakshis gam, kein da loch lamayish misine, shein kois min elu b'dyoy. Haki ya hava hava mina that the letters are white. The letters have to be black. It's halacha l'moishe mi Sinai. V'b'ksav ha'hu eino ha'os mi d'yoy. And in ksav libuna, if you're going to say that it's the white, so that's b'chlal not from d'yoy. V'hinei b'mesech t'seif in perek gimel. So adkan. V'hinei b'mesech t'seif in perek gimel. Isa chayav adam l'chtev seif ha'ter no'a b'chlafim no'am v'oiris tzvu'im. Shenemar zekeli v'anvev. You have to write on oiris tzvu'im. So you see that it has to be colored, not like the Ginas Vrodim who said that it has to be white. But that's not really a raya. The kavanosei al tzad hachitzain. It's talking about the outside of the klaf, she'achirei haksav, not the inside. Or you could say shuto sefer v'tzarech leimer oyes tzvoim of a or tzvi, the hainu klaf tzvi, but it bechlal doesn't even mean oyes tzvoim.